She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 219. Learn how to run a business and travel the world with the bucket list bombshells. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Boleyn, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Welcome back, listeners, to another podcast episode. Today, I am sitting down with Cassie and Shay, who are the co-founders of the Bucket List Bombshells, which is an online educational community that teaches millennial women how to build online service-based businesses while traveling the world. The two ladies, Shay and Cassie, came up with their idea after a chance encounter at a coffee shop in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And though they were complete strangers, they both had bought a one-way ticket to Mexico after graduating college for the same exact reason, which was to escape the fast-approaching corporate rut. And they wanted to see the world but also maintain a steady income and came up with the idea to become quote-unquote digital nomads. So we start talking about how they built their service-based business, how the first years they spent actually building their own individual businesses, and then from there, they were getting approached by their friends and people within their network asking them how the heck and how in the world are you traveling the world, making money, and doing what you actually want to do. So that is how they came up with the Bucket List Bombshells. In this episode, we talk about how to learn how to run your business and travel the world, being able to bring your dream job to others, knowing how to build an online teaching course. They go deep dive into some of the tech behind the scenes, figure out how to flow your courses, and then learn and understand how to manage a remote team and know about how to build a strong online community and inspire confidence for those around you. Hey friends, wanted to hop in here real quick before we get started on today's episode and share with you some exciting news. If you have ever wanted to launch your own podcast, but the thought of doing so seems so daunting and overwhelming, let me tell you, you are not alone. And that is why I am launching Learn to Podcast, a 30-day zero-to-launch strategy for anyone who is looking to make podcasting part of their brand. I'm sharing my exact processes and templates I use to produce my own podcast, and at the end of the 30 days, you'll have your own strategy and systems in place to produce and launch yours. So head on over to www.learntopodcastvirtualsummit.com for more information. The cart closes on January 5th, and the live option is only available to a limited number of students. Yes. Hi, guys. Hi, listeners, friends, gal pals. Thank you guys again for tuning in. I'm super excited to be bringing on the Bucket List Bombshells, Cassie and Shay, the co-founders behind Bucket List Bombshells, to talk to us today about creating businesses, around being a digital nomad, and how we can rock having a business as we travel the world, which you guys, Cassie's in Thailand and Shay's in Vancouver. So you guys are walking the talk. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us on, Amanda.
Yeah. Well, why don't you catch us up to speed? Tell us a little bit about like what it is exactly you guys do now. And then maybe you can share, each of you can share your individual story and then talk about how you met. And then what did that build out look like? And how did you come up with Bucket List Bombshells?
Yeah, cool. So, well, this is Cassie talking, but the Bucket List Bombshells is an online educational community where we essentially teach and empower millennial women to build online service-based businesses that gives them the freedom to travel the world. So just like you said, essentially, we are creating more female digital nomads. And Shay and I actually met in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I think it was about 5 years ago now, Shay, right?
Yeah, it's like about 5 years.
Wow. Yes, I know. And so we actually didn't know each other. We had both individually booked one-way tickets to Mexico, basically because we knew that we didn't want to do the corporate 9-to-5 after university. And so we met in a coffee shop and essentially we started chatting and trying to figure out how we could continue to travel or live in Mexico at the time, but also make an income. And so that's kind of when we heard about being digital nomads. We started freelancing. I started doing graphic design and social media management. And we basically put our two heads together and we became roommates. And I remember one night we sat down at our kitchen table and we were like, if we can really make this sustainable financially, why don't we just travel around the world and tick off our bucket list? So that's pretty much what we've been doing for the last around 4.5 years.
Oh my goodness. So what were you guys doing? So you guys just both graduated straight from college and then went on this trip, this one-way ticket, and then that's where you guys met.
This is Shay.
Hi, Shay.
I had about a year out of college before I went down to Mexico and met up with Cassie. So I graduated with a business degree and up here in Canada trying to find a job. And I ended up landing a job with a tech startup. And so I was their social media manager, but it was a short-term contract-based situation. And I was doing an internship for a web designer. And so she invited me to come down to Mexico, and I decided, you know, I'm going to see if this tech startup will be my first client. And so I basically convinced them, pitched them at the end of the contract, it was about summertime, that I was going to go to Mexico, but I could still be an amazing social media manager for them. I was going to work remote. Everything was going to be okay. And it was. And so I ended up booking my one-way ticket and going down. And basically they ended up being one of my really, really great clients for about 2 more years into my journey.
Okay. Super cool. And I love, so when you guys met though, and you're sitting in Mexico City, you're at your table and you started to form the outline and vision for Bucket List Bombshells, like walk us through that first year that you guys were like, okay, we're going to do this. And then how did you scale it to create your community that you have, to develop the courses? What did that look like?
It's Shay. So we actually went to Playa del Carmen, Mexico. So it's on the east coast there by the beautiful beaches. And at first we just focused on building our service-based businesses. So when we first started out 5 years ago, Kathy had mentioned she was a graphic designer and social media manager, and I was a social media manager and website designer. And so we ended up building those two businesses separately for about the first 2 years while we traveled. So we really built up this experience of how to manage our businesses on the road, how to manage it in different time zones, how to find and land clients, how to market ourselves online while traveling. So these were the sort of things that we kept getting asked. So we would be out in the community when we're traveling, or we would come back to our own individual communities at home, and people would always be saying, well, how do you do that? How did you build a business online? Or how do you continue? Mostly it was, how do you travel full time? Is what everyone wanted to know, and sustain yourself. And so we ended up being like, hey, you know, there are not that many females in this space. We would love to bring more females into this area, have some more friends on the road while traveling. But also, we keep getting asked this question, and people want to know how to do this. And to us, we were such hustlers and building it for ourselves, and we didn't really stop to think that, you know, what if we created a roadmap, or we ended up stopping to think, what if we created this amazing roadmap for others to do the same thing? Cass, do you want to take it away
That's pretty much like the inspiration behind it. And I think we also really struggled with not having any sort of mentors at that stage, other millennial women that we were looking mm-hmm. up to that were doing a similar thing, that were working online, building online businesses and traveling. And so when we kind of figured that out ourselves and we helped each other, since we had each other to work through all of those things, we thought we can be those mentors for other women and empower other women to do this so that they can be more successful more quickly. And we love the concept of living creatively, which is essentially doing whatever it is that you want to do whether that's work or outside of work. So taking lunch breaks to go surfing or morning yoga classes or whatever that looks like. And so that was amazing for us. And we wanted to be able to bring that to other people. So we really had the idea for Bucket List Bombshells when we were in our kitchen in Italy at the time. Oh. And that's really where we started drinking lots of wine, eating lots of pasta and dreaming up like what would this amazing community look like? And it's so crazy now how when you really tackle your dreams and you sit down and you start, you know, especially with another person, but you sit down and you start thinking, what is that actually going to look like? We thought about meetups around the world and courses and just so many different things that we've now made a reality. And it's really like the best job in the world.
That would be amazing, being in Italy, talking about how you're going to take on the world with your empire. I love it. So how do you guys from I want to talk about a couple different things just from like your personal experience in traveling the world and finding a routine in that case. But I also want to spend some time talking about the business aspect. So what was it like when you built your first online course and building it, testing it, getting people into it? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So this is Shay. I'd say that building our first course was definitely a huge learning experience for us. So we were super gung-ho, you know, we had all the knowledge and the content of what, you know, we wanted to put out there, but then we sat down and had to figure out how to get that done. So we, working together, basically between the two of us, have all of the skills that we needed in terms of what we needed to do to learn the tech side. Cassie's the creative and I'm the tech. And so that was really helpful. So just from that perspective, it was a huge learning curve, but we ended up spending a solid like 3 to 4 months figuring out how to do that and building it and putting it together. Cass, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it was a huge undertaking. I think we had so much amazing content that we knew that we wanted to put out there, but I think we had no idea like how long that was really going to take us in order to put it all together. And the first time you launch anything, whether it be a service-based business or like us, an e-product or online course, it's always a learning curve. And so now looking back at that experience, there's so many things that we learned basically in how to launch an online course, how long it takes to create the content. And then not just creating the content, but I think one of the things that we kind of struggled with was once we finished, because we spent so much time building and creating this amazing course, we basically were like, okay, now it's ready for people to go buy. And things don't always work out that way. And so honestly, in hindsight, like we always say that with business, it's constantly refining things and tweaking things. And just because something doesn't work out the first time or your first launch does not mean that you're all of a sudden not cut out to be an entrepreneur. I think really what makes people successful entrepreneurs is they sit down and take those things that either didn't feel right or didn't work. They go back and re-talk to their audience. And that's when you really make something amazing. So that's pretty much what we did.
Mm-hmm. What for you guys then, how do you guys manage day to day between two of you being in the business? Like, what does the back end look like?
Oh, Shay's got this.
Well, no. Hey, so Shay. So the day to day now looks a little bit different than the day to day about 6 or 8 months ago. Six, 8 months ago, it was just, I want to talk about both of those aspects. It was just Cassie and I. We were still building everything ourselves. We were still running and managing the entire business. And so the back end looked a lot like, if you want different platforms. So we use Slack for communications. We use Dropbox and Google Drive to create our content and share content. I'm the web designer, so I could build. We didn't have to hire out for that. So I'm building and managing everything that's going on within the back end on the site. And then, you know, Cassie's our content writer. So she's creating everything that's going out to our communities. And so it was really us doing everything from A to Z, wearing so many different hats. And that was so exactly where we wanted to be. And now we've grown our team though, and we've brought on these amazing individuals, and we actually just hired two more recently. And so we're so excited because our team is growing. So the back end is looking a little differently now, but working in multiple time zones with a partner, you just have to be flexible in terms of when you can meet and know each other's strengths and what areas, and kind of have game plans for, okay, in our meetings, we come up with our daily downloads, what needs to get done tomorrow, who needs to get that stuff done. So it's really about communication when it comes to working with a partner, or working with a team remotely. So now we're really excited because we have a social media marketing manager, we have our operations business manager, an amazing customer service and community manager, and a director of advertising focusing on Facebook ads. So we've really been able to grow that remote team, and the back end is looking much more streamlined, and it's much, much more about focused on our community and how we can be all the players in helping raise up our community. And so we're just so thrilled to have that going on in the back end. So does that answer your question? I can get more technical about what platforms we use if you'd like.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sitting here with a smile. It's amazing. And congratulations to hear that you guys are, I would imagine that maybe there's like a sense of relief and to be like, oh yes, like now, you know, growing and being at that pivotal point. But yeah, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead, dive into the technical aspects, share with us some of the platforms that you use and the tools that you use. So whether it's managing just all the technical stuff, or how do you manage, I know you mentioned Slack as one of the tools, if there's any other tools that you guys do use.
Yeah, for sure. So I love this aspect of it. So sometimes I get too technical, so I wanted to make sure I gave you some background. So, okay, so here's how it works. So Slack, a communication tool which basically works like instant messaging, is fantastic. And we actually we don't use email communications within the company. Everything is in Slack. All team communications happen in Slack. And then we use Asana. So it's a project management system, and we put all of the tasks that each person needs to accomplish and the deadlines. We use Asana to manage the team tasks and make sure that projects are on track. So we still keep a lot of the communication about those tasks in Slack, which you can use Asana, but we have found it to be much easier with instant messaging in Slack. So those are our two main ones. We also use Google Drive. So we really utilize Google Docs, and this is such a great platform because you can have multiple collaborators happening at the same time on the doc in real time, and there's not going to be any sort of saving errors or any sort of errors going on. So when you're working remotely and you're not sure when someone is going to be working on a document, it's so great to be able to use a document where you can collaborate at any point in time, and you're not going to accidentally remove or write over someone else's work. So that's been really, really great for us. We love Dropbox. So Dropbox is a great platform for sharing within a remote team. So there's other files that aren't necessarily collaboration documents. So, you know, marketing materials or any sort of training videos or different files that you need to share works really well in Dropbox. And so we've pretty much used those four main areas as basically how we run the back end of the company. And it's worked out really well for us. We like to keep things really straightforward, communication really strong. And so I know that there's tons of other project management systems out there that might do all of this stuff in one, but we've come up with a really solid system for using each one. And I'd recommend that whenever you are working remotely, you make sure that it's really, you know what each tool and platform is doing for you specifically, and how that works with you and say your client, or how that works with you and another team member. So everyone is on the same page as to what each of these communication tools or content development tools are like specifically used for. Mm-hmm. And then do you want me to go into anything with how we built the course, or?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I know I'm curious. So if I'm curious, I'm sure that listeners are curious too. That would be amazing.
Sure. So in the back end with building the course, so we have you need a membership plugin essentially we built ours from scratch. Let me start over. There's other platforms out there that are fantastic. So there's things like Teachable and Thinkific that you can basically just plug your content in and it already has the platform set up, how it functions, how you collect payments. All of that is really, really do it yourself. It's almost like if you compare WordPress to Squarespace in terms of website development, that's pretty much what the two is. So you can build it with WordPress and a membership platform, or you can build it with Teachable or Thinkific or another course platform like that. So we did it the do-it-yourself way because between the two of us, we had all the skills and we also wanted the customization. So we're really particular about the way things look and how the students can interact with the course. And so we're really, really like to customize things. So we went with the WordPress with a membership plugin and a theme. So we use a WordPress website theme called Course Cats. And it's developed by David Siteman Garland, who is a big name in the course community. And this theme is so fantastic because it's developed for building a course. So it still gives us sort of that feel of being able to take our content and put it in the back end, but we still have quite a bit of customization, but without have to develop it from scratch. And so our membership plugin is called MemberPress. It's amazing. It's one of the best ones I've used by far. I've worked with a lot of course plugins because a lot of my clients have courses when I was in my service-based business. And so I've seen some really terrible ones, and I've also seen some really, really extensive ones, almost to the point that it's just overwhelming. And so MemberPress, I found, was this really great middle ground and provides everything that we need to make sure everything runs smoothly and efficiently in the back end of people signing up for the course. So those are the three main platforms that we use to actually build our course in the back end. And then there's other hosts, like video hosting is actually done outside of the platform. So something like Wistia or Vimeo are two big platforms that people use. So we use Wistia to host our video content, and then that's displays inside. That displays inside the website.
Do you guys at this stage with your online courses, do you guys have a schedule? And when you, like, are all your online courses available? I'm just thinking from a structure standpoint, if someone's listening and they have courses, do you guys have certain, like every quarter you release and you promote this specific course and then it closes and it's done. Then the next quarter you do another one. Or is it an open, anyone can buy it at any time? Well, how did you guys decide the structure of your courses in that capacity?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is Shay again. So we have two courses that are open year-round. So there are skills courses, and they're the foundational courses to our larger online business skills course called the Work Online and Travel the World course, which is what we're known for. It's our signature course. It was the first course that we developed. So the Work Online and Travel the World course opens once a year in the spring. And so we built it in this way because we wanted them to first come in through the skills course and really be a part of our community and really get that encouragement and support. A lot of people need the confidence to, this is such a lifestyle change if you're going inside the Work Online Travel the World course, that having that confidence and courage first and feeling confident that you have the skills that you need to create an online business. So this was the biggest need in the for our students in the beginning. And so we decided to develop exactly what they were asking for. And we created a tech skills course and a design skills course. And so those ones are open year round currently. And after that, they're ready and they've got everything they need. And so in the spring, we open up the Work Online and Travel the World course, which provides all of the business skills that they need in terms of running a business. So that's how to find and land clients, how to build a solopreneur website, how to manage your finances, and then how to run your back-end processes, and of course, how to do that all while traveling the world. So how does that look? Because that looks different than if you're staying in one place.
Mm. And how do you guys, what have you found to be the most effective when it comes to promoting your courses when they're available? Like, how does the promotion and the marketing look like?
Yeah, we do quite a lot of different things. I would say a lot of people, especially in the online course world, they basically say that your email list is basically gold or key. And those are going to be the people in your community that have been signed up to your email list, and you have the easiest access to them. So we definitely utilize email marketing, and we have launch emails that go out when we are in launch mode. But then when we're not, we're just emailing people, giving them different blog post content. We do webinars. We also highly utilize Facebook ads, which has been a really fun and exciting thing for Shade and I to dive into. But like she mentioned, we have a Facebook ads consultant strategist. So that's fantastic. And what's so important about that is that even if you have courses like we do that are always available for you to purchase, you need to consistently have a stream of people coming into your community, getting to know you and getting to trust you. And so we use a combination of email marketing and sending them different mailers and emails so that they can get to know us, get to know our best content, our most popular blog posts, our Forbes article, just everything so that they can feel like they're actually ready to dive into one of our paid communities. And then we also have a free Facebook group called the Bucket List Bombshells Tribe, which is essentially for aspiring and current, we call them location independent girl bosses, but essentially millennial women who want to build a service-based online business. And it's completely free. And it's just grown into this massive, supportive, positive, amazing community of women. And I think we have about 10,000 women currently. And it's just been this amazing, organic, authentic place to be. And I think that we've worked really hard to curate a positive community. I think there's so many Facebook groups out there, and it can be difficult when you're virtual to still maintain that human connection. And so we've really, really done the best that we can, and with our Facebook moderators, to ensure that we have this amazing community. And so I think that because the girls come into our community that way and they just feel so supported, and we call it kind of like a sisterhood feel, that from there, people trust us, they trust our community, they want to get more involved, and then from there, going into our paid communities.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to know more too with like for you guys, what sort of routines do you guys have, or like are certain days designated to doing certain tasks? And if so, what are those tasks and how did you break it down, and what was the methodology behind deciding which days you do which tasks to just to be if you like to get into a routine and to be more productive?
Well, I'd say that our routine is more based on setting up our like mindset for the day. We do a daily download, and that is more task-based, but we don't have specific days throughout the week that are set aside for anything in particular, or at least we don't at this moment in time. And so I'd say that our routine is more about making sure that we're feeling like when we're waking up in the morning, we have a morning routine. So that looks differently for Cassie and myself. But the goal from that morning routine is that when we're sitting down together, you know, whatever you about 8:30 when we're actually physically together, and on a Skype call when we're apart, that we're sitting down and we're really feeling like ready and excited, and we love the stuff that we work on. Everything we do throughout the day, we just can get in such a zone, and we're just so into what we're doing that that we need to really come with this mindset when we sit down, and we're ready for the day, and we're ready to be putting our best selves forward for our community. And so that's sort of how I would say what our morning routine does for us on more of a mindset level. And then our day-to-day can look quite different, but we always end the day with what we call a daily download. So we take a look at what we accomplished for the day, so we can feel really proud and excited of what we did for the day, because a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes don't realize how much they've done during the day until they write it down. So sometimes you might get to the end of the day and feel, you know, I don't really feel like anything got accomplished. And because you're not really remembering maybe some of the tiny things that got done that day or a big or a step towards a big picture item that got done that day. And so writing it out, at least for me, writing it out makes me really feel really accomplished and satisfied with my day. And then from
I was going to say I totally agree with you on days when you feel as if you didn't really accomplish a whole lot, but then you get yourself to write down actually all the things that you did accomplish. It can definitely boost yourself in saying like, wow, I actually did get a lot done today.
Yeah, it's just that extra, you know, high five that maybe you weren't going to give yourself. And yeah. So we're really all about really cultivating a really positive and encouraging company culture. And so we always want to make sure we're recognizing our wins, but that we're also planning for the next day and the week ahead. So then we do our daily downloads and we decide, okay, what did you get accomplished? Awesome. What needs to get accomplished tomorrow? And what are the most important tasks and what are the second most important tasks? So essentially we categorize them and then we make sure that we're both on the same page as to who's doing what when we're apart. And then we basically repeat that the next day. And in addition to that, we set monthly goals. And so these daily downloads are what's contributing to our monthly goals. So that's part of our routine. And then we also have 6 month and 12 month goals. So the day to day really looks at achieving those goals and what are the steps that we need to take each day to achieve those goals. So I'd say that's more what our routine is within our business.
Mm, yeah.
Super helpful.
And I would say that to add to that, I think the other thing that's been really helpful and maybe for anyone else that's listening is I think also getting accountability for what you're doing. So it's really great for you to write down, these are all the things I accomplished today. But especially between Shay and I, like having a business partnership, it's been really helpful for us to sit down and say, okay, this is what I'm working on today, and this is what you're working on today. It just helps make sure that we're on the same page. So even in our Slack channel, we have a channel specifically for daily check-in. So everyone on our team in the morning or whenever it is that they're checking in, because we do give them a lot of freedom and flexibility, just like we like having ourselves to accomplish the work whenever they want to be able to get it done, but they'll pop in there and give their daily check-in and basically say what they're working on for that day. And I think it's especially important for having a remote team to make sure that you're still communicating. And even though, you know, you might have seen that in Asana, it's really nice to just be able to feel like, okay, she's working on this, she's working on that, rather than just assuming what people are working on. Mm-hmm. And that I think has been really, really helpful for our team between the two of us as business partners or CEOs, but even for the rest of our team as well.
Mm-hmm. I did get a question from one of the listeners, and she wants to know that most people go through periods of zero motivation around their business. So how do you fight this when it comes to your business? And what do you do when you feel like you're losing your passion?
Yeah, I would say that it's kind of getting to the root of why you're feeling that way. So I know, I mean, Shay and I have felt that multiple times, but I think sometimes it's either, are you feeling burnt out? Do you need to relax? Do you need to take a vacation? Do you need to disconnect? Or is there something in your business that's just not sitting right with you? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes maybe, you know, you got advice from someone and you decided to create something and that's just not working. Or maybe there's something you already had in your business, but that's no longer serving you. So I think it's really sitting down and being honest with yourself, which I know can be difficult sometimes. I think we just kind of tend to blanket over and just say, like, I've lost all motivation, but maybe you just need a break that day. So sometimes Shay and I, especially when we work together out of the co-working space in Bali, which is where we've been for the last year and a half, sometimes we come and sit down to get to work at around 8:30 and one of us is just feeling off or we're tired. Maybe we had a really long day the day before. And that is one of the amazing things about being your own boss. Like, you get to pick and choose. So not every day has to be this constant hustle. And so sometimes we'll just say like, hey, let's go for a walk on the beach, or let's go for lunch and just like not talk about work, or let's go for a massage. So I think it's important to figure out like the root and be honest with yourself of what that is. I would say if it's just lacking motivation in general, then get connected to communities just like yours, a She Did It Her Way community, our Bucket List Bombshell tribe. Like, there are going to be other people or other women that are going to be championing you forward. And I think that it's normal. Like, I want people to realize that, you know, Shay and I don't always have the most perfect day every day and feel motivated. And like, there are days that you're tired, you know, that's life. And I think it's important that more people, kind of like the Imperfect Bosses campaign that we are recently a part of, shows that side. Obviously, you know, we're not jumping on Instagram stories when we're exhausted and don't want to be connected, because we're not connected. So I think it's important, especially for younger entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that are just starting out, to realize that it's normal. Get to the root of what you think it is, and then take action in whichever direction, whether that's you need support, a break, help, a mastermind, mentorship. We have so many girls in our community that absolutely love your podcast, and they're always saying, like, you know, when I lack motivation, I listen to podcasts. I listen to other people that are doing amazing things. So maybe you want to start your morning routine with listening to the She Did It Her Way podcast and listening to other people that are motivated. You know, I do. I think that's like, I get motivated by listening to the podcast. So
totally. Yeah. I'm totally with you on, I mean, it was, I can't remember. There's a quote about motivation and like, just like we have to shower every single day or every other day, whatever, to make, like, to keep clean. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. We have to shower ourselves in motivation in order to stay inspired with what it is that we're doing. And so really figuring out what is that trigger for us that can get us re-energized. And I love how you said that, you know, not every day is a perfect day, or, you know, if you're not feeling connected or super inspired or jazzed, it's okay not to get on Instagram or to do things in the social media world. I did ask questions to my community before some of these interviews. And so another one that came up was, how do you apply abundance mindset to your business when you're just getting started? So this person had asked, like, feeling panicky, feeling that people are already doing what she wants to do. So she thinks, why should I even go for it? And there's no audience left for me. And then, so again, how do you apply an abundance mindset to your business when you're just getting started? So how did you guys do that? And what if you guys encountered anything of that sort of mindset piece?
Yeah, I definitely, we talk about this a lot with the girls in our community. I really struggled with lack of confidence when I started my own graphic design studio. I think I was always, especially since I was a self-taught graphic designer, I was always looking at other people who had these amazing websites or amazing designs, or you just spend way too much time on Pinterest looking at people who already seem to have it all put together. I think one of the biggest realizations for me, and what someone had told me, was that everyone has to start somewhere. So it's funny, because I know a lot of the girls in our communities now look at us, and so we constantly are saying this, like, we were in that exact same spot, feeling fearful, feeling unconfident, feeling like other people had it more put together than we did. And actually, Marie Forleo recently put out, or re-put out, one of the very first videos she ever created. And like, she was just cracking up. She was like, you know, if I hadn't have started with this first video, I would never be to where I am today. And that's for anyone listening that looks up to anyone. It's the same thing in sports. Like, you don't just wake up one day and you're all of a sudden, you know, this super successful millionaire entrepreneur with this amazing community. Like, people have taken so many steps, months and months and months, to get there. And so I think it's just recognizing that and sitting down and being like, okay, I have something amazing to give, whether, you know, your unique personality, a unique way you do something. For Shay and I think, like, our niche is millennial women. Like, we love them. We love empowering them. That for us is like our jam. But of course, there's other people that teach similar skills. So I think it's important to recognize that whatever you have to give is still important. And then, like I said, realizing that you have to start somewhere. And if you don't start somewhere, you're never going to be that Marie Forleo or Michelle Obama or whoever it is that you look up to. They started somewhere too. So I think that's a really, really important thing to recognize. And Yeah, I would say that was probably like the biggest thing for me in overcoming it. And also, I don't know if this is the greatest piece of advice, but I feel like in my head, I had a backup plan. Like the backup plan was I could always go back to corporate if it didn't work. And it, just mentally for me, like giving myself kind of that, like, okay, like if this doesn't work out, like it is going to be okay. And so when you tackle those fears head on, we actually have something inside of our course in one of the first modules that you basically sit down. And for anyone that's listening, I think it's a really great, a great activity you can do. But basically you sit down and you write down what your, let's say, three biggest fears are. And then for each of those fears, you write down three reasons why that fear is like incorrect or invalid. And so sometimes looking at it in that way, you realize like the whole world is not going to fall apart if you do take this leap. And I think that for me was a really big recognizer of like, okay, these fears aren't actually as big as I'm making them out to be.
That is so true. Pole vaulting over mouse turds. Making things so large.
I love that.
So I have a couple last questions before we wrap up. What has, so how are you guys planning for 2018 and what does that look like? I know you said you do six month and 12 month goals. Like if you wouldn't mind sharing, or unless it's super secret, totally understand, but like, what are some things that you guys are focusing on in 2018?
Yeah. So one of the really, the most exciting things is, as I kind of mentioned before, we expanded our BB team. So at the beginning of 2018, we're going to be going on a team retreat and mapping out all of our 2018 projects with our team members. So we really want to get everyone involved on the team in the vision of the business and all on the same page so that we're working towards the same goals. So we have a lot of exciting things coming up for our communities, and having a clear roadmap for how and when those are going to be released is really what keeps us on track for the year and able to create even more amazing content and goodies for our communities. So that's the probably the number one thing that's going to be happening to push our business forward. And we're really excited about that. And having these team members come on and really come into their own roles and take the lead in their own areas also is something we're really excited about focusing on for 2018. So a couple of the nitty-gritty stuff. I know some people are wondering, you're asking, like, wanting to share about what's coming up for BB. So we're going to definitely be doing some awesome updating of the current courses, adding new stuff inside there, new stuff inside the paid communities. Apart from that, we're going to be working on becoming bigger contributors to our Copala Valley School in Nepal. And we're really excited because we're going this year, we're going to have the opportunity to go and actually visit in person and get much more involved in their community and how we can support them and how our BB community can support them. So we're not sure what that looks like just yet, but we are really excited to be bringing that aspect into the team.
Yeah. And I would quickly add that we are launching something totally different than an online course, something so amazing. And I wish I could tell you what it is.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm probably like the worst, but, yeah, it's something that going back to you, like listening to your audience and building them things that they need that are going to make them more successful, entrepreneurs. This is like something totally new for us. So we're really excited. And, but it's still so new. We haven't like set launch dates or anything because it's such a new thing. So I will say that there's something major for 2018, but people will just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep us updated. Please send us an email and let us know. I feel like I might have an idea, but I'm not going to say it because if it is, then I don't want to explore that. So the last question I have for you guys is where do you guys go for your mentorship? If you're involved in any masterminds or books that you read that helps you really become a better individual and a better business owner?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I feel like we're always reading. I like to always be reading at least one book. Sometimes it's fiction, sometimes it's not, just depending, again, going back to like doing what it is that you need. I would say also deciding or choosing to work from different co-working spaces. As most people in our community know, we've been based in Bali for the last year and a half, and there is an amazing co-working space right by the beach called Dojo Bali. And it's been such an amazing place for us to meet and connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs and work alongside them. Even if you're not working on the same project, just going into a space where there are other people working on their own things, working on passion projects, and has, you know, people that have a similar mindset, that's been huge. And then we recently joined a mastermind. So that's been amazing for us to have mentorship from other people who are also building online courses or running their own communities. Again, people to just bounce ideas off of. It's been so fantastic to have each other, but it's also really great to have outside perspectives on different scenarios and things. And again, just going back to having people support you, you need people to support you every level in business. And we really feel like that. So we definitely made that a priority for ourselves this year.
Love it. I didn't know if Shay was going to chime in or if she wanted to say anything. That's why I left it there. But no, you're good.
I think that that's perfect. Everything that Cassie said is, we're very much on the same page in terms of where we get our mentorship from, and we're very similar in that aspect. So definitely the biggest growth I think that I've seen in terms of our membership is the mastermind that we joined. And that's been just absolutely amazing. It's almost like in the beginning when we were looking, we didn't have that mentorship when we were just starting out. So there was that feeling of not having a mentor, that as we expanded and grew and we knew that we wanted to take Buckless Bombshells to even the next level and provide even more for our community, we knew that between the two of us, we could do that. But we remembered that feeling of wanting mentorship and how much more and we realized by having mentorship, like how much more that's propelled us forward, and just having that support around us has just been incredible. And so I can't recommend getting, you know, a mentor or finding an online community enough, just because of the support and the creative ideas that even just are generated in like one mastermind session.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What, anything else that you guys want to add that I have not touched on during our time together?
No, I think that's an amazing, I would just say like people, anyone who's out there who is currently an entrepreneur, wanting to be an entrepreneur, I just really, Shay and I feel so strongly about finding a community and just like throwing yourself in community, whether like Shay said, that's a mastermind or Facebook groups or conferences, or there's online virtual communities, like whatever that is, you need to go find your people. Because I think entrepreneurship can also be really lonely if you're trying to stay up in the wee hours of the night after your 9 to 5 and build a side hustle or build your own business. I think it's really, really important that you find those people that are going to lift you up, that understand you, and that are going to push you forward, because I think that's been absolutely key to our success.
Amen. Finding the right people to be able to surround yourself with. Okay, if you ladies can share where my listeners can find out more information about you, get connected. I know you mentioned the Facebook group, but if you want to tie a bow on it, and we'll be sure to put it in the show notes as well so they can easily find it.
Yeah, cool. So our website is bucketlistbombshells.com. You can find out more about our courses at bbcourses.com. I am obsessed with Instagram, so definitely follow us on Instagram at bucketlistbombshells. And then like you just mentioned, our free Facebook group is Bucketlist Bombshells Tribe.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much
for
having
me. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidherway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.